Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hello, Heather McFadden. How
this
are you?
This is my gentle voice.
Oh, I like. Are you a gentle parent too?
I wish I had been. Although, who knows? Maybe that was the wrong swinging. Did you see all the reactions to people about James Dobson?
Oh, I did. I did. Yeah. My parents used to have those James Dobson videos at our house. Have I told you that? They like the film projector, you guys, from church. They would bring it in and what? They'd have couples over and like, let's say 5 or 6 couples. And if they had babies, like their little babies would come. And I just remember coming home at night on a Friday night or something, and there would be babies asleep in my room in little pack and plays. And they had the Dobson videos going, which are kind of fond memories. I think it was sweet that... setting aside Dobson, that one, my parents were having people in, but that people would do that on a Friday night. They cared that much about getting parenting right. But then that being said, they had babies in pack and plays. I'd like to see them show up again with teens.
I mean, yeah. And who knows, like fast forward 20 years, we could have a whole hot and bothered generation about gentle parenting. My parents never set any boundaries. They never told me no. Like there's going to be some backlash. And no, I'm not saying like, yes, there was a lot of drama. In every generation, we have something. But you, I feel like I need to be gentle with you. You've had a lot going on.
Is that why you're using your gentle voice?
I'm using my gentle voice.
I know. We dropped number 2 off. It's official. By the way, you didn't even wish me a happy first day of empty nesting. Because kind of, sort of. Well, I'm just saying, like, if the OGs are gone of the Ganoffs, the OGs are both launched-ish. And so if we didn't have Little Bit, like, this would be it. And so last night I told Mike when we got home from dropping number 2 off again, we played a quick game of Mahjong because I'm like, he's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, play Mahjong. JB was somewhere playing. And I go, pretend JB's not across the house somewhere playing. What now? Like tomorrow morning, do I sleep in? Do I watch the Today Show? I have no carpool. Like we are laughing. I'm like, I mean, do we go to Bermuda next weekend? Like, but alas, everyone,
you
I have a 9-year-old.
Work on your book. Who are we kidding? You would record Sidetracked. That's me.
I'd be doing what I'm doing now either way.
Yeah. Oh no, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And we'll get to, you know, you and I are on the off years, and I'm just starting all the college applications again and trying to motivate a kid that I thought was like, he's a super motivated kid. Like, he's the one who's probably gotten the best grades ever of any of my kids. I'm not saying it to brag. I'm just saying, like, it's all him. Like, he's the one who pushes himself. And so it's been really weird to get to the applications, and I'm like, okay, can you just finish this? Can you just do this? Right. And – Finally, he got motivated to finish his A&M application.
Oh, good.
He was in his underwear. So I have a picture of that with the congratulations. But here's my story. I felt like I learned something new as a mom in my, I don't know how many years in, 20 years in. Quaid had a birthday Friday. Wow. We paid for his college app. I gave him the credit card. I only have one credit card. Later that day, I'm at the Chick-fil-A, as one does, and I'm going to pull out my handy-dandy credit card that I always have. And
oh, it's nowhere to be found.
Oh, shoot. It is on the kitchen counter.
Apple Pay.
okay, this is what I learned. I look at the lady as I pull up to the window and I'm like, I have the number of the credit card because it's saved in our like password app that we have. I said, can you type in the credit card?
She's like, my lady, it's not the 1800s.
I said, if I give you the number, can you type it in with the expiration date? I said, I don't have enough cash. And the one girl looks at me and she goes, can't you, you could use Apple Pay. Do you have Apple Pay? And I thought, oh, I think I do. Can you walk me through that?
Oh my gosh.
It's a double click on your phone on the side.
Yes.
And it pops down the actual credit card and I just can scan it. And I am like, I'm now of the 2020s.
Oh my gosh. You've never sounded more grandmotherly in your entire life.
I know.
But yes, I live and die Apple Pay because I never take my purse in anywhere.
Oh.
And I use it all the time. Now, it can be tricky on returns. Like at Target, sometimes it gets all confused. But anyway, I love that there's some in Dallas, Texas, and I know where you live and I know which Chick-fil-A you're at probably, that is packed. Like, if they could have quadruple lanes, they would at that one. And Sweet Heather's in line with in her big old mom car that's probably making weird noises like it does sometimes.
So many, yeah.
Yeah. Problems. And then she's like, to some darling little precious, gentle parented child. And I don't have any cash. They're like, lady, we don't even know what cash is. So let's start there. Could you possibly type in my credit card?
Like I was trying to get, you know how you get all these rewards from points? I now use the Chick-fil-A app every single time I go. I have them scan. If you guys don't know this, there's a Chick-fil-A app and you go
you
to
You do
scan.
Know this. Keep going. Go on.
People know this.
Yes.
And you can scan the QR code and you get points. And I was almost to the point where I was like, okay, if I take everything I ordered and put it in the rewards, using the rewards, like I thought I'll just get enough rewards and then it'll be free.
Oh my gosh. Well, did you also know that you can transfer your rewards to your kids, like college kids? If anybody would like to do that, that can be done too. And then let me tell you one other thing. Like at the Chick-fil-A's now, they, you know how they have the two different drive-thrus? There's the one where you've already ordered online yourself. I forget what that's called. Is that not by yours?
No. Okay.
And all the ones by me, there's two lines. There's the I'm going to talk to the person, and there's the one I've already done it on my app. And so I now go to my app. It knows what I want. The whole world knows what I want. I want a large Coke Zero, you guys. And so it literally – it scans across the top all the orders I always get. I click on the kids meal with JB. We'd like a Sprite and we do not want the fruit. Don't ask us about fruit at Chick-fil-A. And then I click on the large Coke Zero, double click it on the side, done in 10 seconds, pull through the left-hand side and you don't have to wait in the line because it's all done. Done.
That's amazing. No, I used a reward the other day. I was coming home from playing Mahjong with friends and I was like, oh, I didn't eat dinner. And I went through the Chick-fil-A and I used a reward and the guy goes, that's 37 cents. And I'm like, I'm so flustered. Do you use a credit card for 37 cents? So I'm like getting out two quarters and I start to hand it to him and he goes, oh, you want to use cash? I'm like, I don't know. What do I do here? And
I can't find my credit card.
And so then I'm like, well, I'll do the Apple Pay. Apple Pay for 37 cents.
Gosh. Well, I use that.
I'm so old. Heather. It's
way
fine.
To go. Way to go.
Speaking of old, I feel like, you know, I've been working out at the Y more.
That screams old in and of itself. Are you taking jazzercise?
I did body pump.
Let's get physical. Physical. Are you doing jazzercise?
Totally. No, it's body pump. You like lift weights for an hour. She's like, you just did 1,000 reps. I'm like, my body is screaming, yes, you just did 1,000 reps. Wow. I could barely walk. Anywho, I'm seeing all this stuff that like I'm really old looking because my socks are short.
Talk to me about the – are we talking athletic shorts? Athletic socks?
Yeah, like we're supposed to wear tall like white ribbed socks.
Wait, what's happening?
We're supposed to do that. The other thing is we're not supposed to wear leggings anymore.
Like because of like our
age? Loose like parachute pants like –
the barrel pants. Wait, because of our age.
No, not barrel pants, like workout pants, like athletic, like loose pants.
I know, but okay. Well, wait. But is that because of our age or that's the new style?
That's the new style. And we look our age by wearing leggings with short socks.
Okay. Here's what I'm dealing with is I have no-show socks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? They're low. And then I have the ones that go right like at the ankle.
Yeah.
And I wear the ankle. I'm like, what am I, a gym coach? Like, what am I wearing? And so then I went to the no-show. And I don't mean like the ballerina socks you wear with nicer shoes so your feet don't stink. I'm talking about, you know, the lower cut white ones. And so then I had to go buy socks for my kids for back to school because, you know, everybody needs socks. And so JB, I got him like those ankle ones that look like a gym coach that are Nike. I got Brett black of those lower no-show.
Oh, Kate, no-show. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Kate won. I don't know. I can't keep it all straight. And then Mike, I said, Mike, do you also need socks? And he's like, yes, just get me whatever a 50-plus-year-old coach, softball coach wears. And Kate goes, long pants. Nobody cares to see your legs or your ankles. I'm done. So I don't know. It's very confusing. Okay, well.
But I think, do you think we can pull it off? Like, if it's a new trend and me wearing short socks shows my age, maybe I'm just that age.
Right.
Would I look ridiculous trying to fit in with all the kids? I mean, wearing the big dancer pants, you know?
Right. I don't think we can pull this off, but I don't know. I mean, if you guys are wearing them, DM us pictures, show us, send us a link. I don't know. I think there's things that we have to put our focus on at this age that are not related to our gymnatorium clothes. Like, I got invited last week. I got a text from a friend, and I didn't respond because that's the stage of life I'm in where I don't respond.
You didn't respond to me. I had to text Kate and say, is your mom okay? Can I just do a health check?
Oh, that was so sweet too. Our Sherry also checked in. She's like, I'm doing a wellness check on
wellness
you.
Wellness check, yeah.
Yeah, and then Kate goes, Heather's checking on you. Things must be bad. Okay, someone texted me and said, I'm having a Botox party.
What?
On Thursday night. I just wanted you to know you're invited, and which was nice. I didn't respond. She responded again and said, I really think you should come.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's not as bad as if someone like was like, I'll pick you up on my way to Weight Watchers. But yet still. I mean,
my
I don't know.
My sweet sister got the gift from like one of my parents' friends about the Daniel diet or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Terrible.
No. So I think apparently I need to be focusing in on other things than my gymnasium clothes. Apparently people are sending me, there's a subtle cry for help to get Cynthia some Botox.
Where would you even put it? Your face is like perfect.
Oh, you're lovely, Heather. We all know where it would go. Around, I guess around. I say that. Heck if I know.
Heck if I know. Shade. Like, that's poison. Don't do it. I mean, okay. If you do it and you're listening, no judgment. But like,
if you're listening, you and no judgment at all, because I'll probably do it someday. But
you look like a baby. I would not do it. You look so young. People would be like, why is Cynthia not smiling anymore?
So young that I got asked if JB was my grandchild about 6 months ago. That went well.
Bruce had that happen at Chick-fil-A.
It's the 50-year-olds. Are you pregnant? You know, in your 30s, you would die when you wore the blousy blouse. And they're like, oh, expecting. And then you go home and you burn that shirt. I mean, you burn it. And then you like run up and down the street in sweats and don't eat for a week. Well, that's what like the 50-year-old version is when someone asks if your kid is your grandchild. You're like, oh. Yeah,
so bad. Are you out to lunch with your grandpa?
What a fun day. Are you at grandma camp? So help me. I'm going to get Botox.
Oh my gosh.
Don't even.
Speaking of JB, and you'd mentioned this, that you were so sad about Party City. You said it in Super Tracker. So if you're not a Super Tracker, I'll just catch you up. That you needed a Party City because where the heck do you get balloons? And I was like, I know I saw a new store and it had a huge sign that says, we have balloons. Michael's. They're taking over from Party City and Joann's. They know their lane. They're like, these two have gone down in flames. We are going to fill the need. So.
Because I was just over here bringing in helium tanks. I was about to start my own business. So my side hack, Cynthia's balloons. I was trying to think of a catchy name for my balloon stop over here, but maybe I'll call it Balloon Stop. Balloons by Cynthia.
No.
Get ballooned. Balloon.
Balloon up.
Ballooner? I hardly know her.
Pump her up. Pump it up.
Pump it up. Okay.
That's
can I tell you a quick story about dropping off Brett at college?
I was waiting to see when you were ready. Yes.
Go back to your gentle voice, everybody. So we drop right
whenever you're ready. Just go ahead and share.
You would be the best counselor.
I know. I might go, that might be my second life, third life, whatever.
How does that make you feel, Cynthia?
Tell me about your mother.
Dorothy's fine, but Brett, not so much. We dropped off at A&M, and we dropped off at Animal House, which is where he's living, basically. And we knew that going in, but it doesn't matter why we chose this.
Can I dorm. Give people context for sure. If you're not from Texas?
Yeah.
What Cynthia is describing, it's not a school-sponsored living situation. It's a private living situation, and all the Dallas parents are like, this is where you have to have your kids live. Don't you feel like? They're like, make sure you get your kid in this thing. Now, you've said it's kind of gone downhill since even Kate's days.
Yeah, it's going out of vogue a little bit, I think. Yeah. But yeah. And so that we don't get sued for slander, we won't mention it. But if you live in Texas, you know what I'm talking about. There's one at UT. There's University of Texas. There's one at A&M. And so I would not have necessarily put him there, but we were too late to get in dorms because this is a huge university and Brett was waiting on the Naval Academy. And so we just weren't in time for dorms. So I knew what I was getting into. So we put him in there. Well, I'm just going to, like, for everyone's sake and because I want to handle this well, it was not a good fit, the room he was in. And not a good fit significant enough that Brett, who is easygoing and gets along with everyone, is like, I think there's some concerns here we need to address. And so we did address these concerns. So he stayed there a week. We went back this last weekend and moved him to a new spot. So I said that first week, I'm like, that was just welcome week. I hope you enjoyed your welcome week. Now we're back to move you into your real place. So we moved him again this last weekend. But let's go back to drop off number one. So I drop him off and I'm expecting to be sad for me, but I realize after I drop him off, this is not a good spot for him. I didn't know the extent of it not being a good spot for days, but I knew. So I was really kind of upset for him too. So I'm not in a good place. And sweet Kate, Mike had to leave because Mike had trial. So he had already left. Kate and I spent the night. We're leaving A&M. And if you've dropped a kid off of college, it's a moment, right? Heather, when you drive off, it's a moment.
Well, your last hug is a big deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so Kate's obviously never had a child, nor has she dropped one at college. So she's trying to do the, he's going to be fine. He's resilient, all this. And finally, she's like talking and I'm just looking out the window, like tears rolling down my face. I'm not talking. And she keeps going. And finally, I'm like, Kate, you have to stop. Like, no more. I can't. I said, just let me live in this moment for a minute. I know academically he's going to be fine. I know academically God's got him. I know all the things, but I need to have this moment. She's like, well, okay. So she's driving. Okay. So she just looks ahead and she turns on a podcast. She goes, I'm just going to listen to this thing. Turns it on. No lie. She puts in Crime Junkie. It's like this whole murder thing. And I was like, well, nothing makes you feel better about your current situation than the family of five that just was found stabbed in 1974. And I was like, what's going on? So we listened to the Crime Junkie all the way back. And it is actually probably a good move on her part. Like, there's no words.
It's a good grief hack. That's a good grief hack.
Yes.
Things could be worse.
To Crime Junkie. It could be worse. He hasn't been stabbed and left for dead yet. Yes. So then let me just fast forward to drop off number two. And this is what I was laughing in last night. I was like, can't wait to tell you all this. On the way home, we were getting close to Dallas. And JB's like, I'm hungry. I need a hit eaten. But he's like, I want ice cream. So we went to Dairy Queen.
Yes.
I mean, it's a Texas stop sign.
That's another good grief hack. Like, eat your sadness away with ice cream.
So a couple things. One, I think it goes without explanation if you listen to the show. The attendant was skinny.
Oh, no. No.
I deserve better. I have been through a lot. I deserve fat.
Oh, no. I need 7 scoops of M&Ms.
And I don't mean like just like a little bit thick, a little chunky, like maybe, you know, post baby. I deserve obesity after what I've been through. And so I say to Mike, we go through the drive-thru and there's a new one, something like it's called the Flutter Butter, I think. But I keep saying Flutter Mutter because I was driving at this point. I'm like, I need the Flutter Mutter. And the lady's like, huh? I'm like, the Flutter Mutter. We're going back and forth. And Mike's just shaking his head, looking out the window, not even looking at me. And we pull forward. He goes, it's not a Flutter Mutter. It's a Flutter Butter. And I go, well, couldn't she deduce? What's the word? From
She can figure it out. She can figure it out. Yeah.
It's a Flutter Butter. Anyway, so we drive off, you guys, and I'm like, well, I just have to say something. I think that your theory, your doctrine is incorrect because mine is like heaving with rhesus. And Mike goes, time shall tell. That's all he says. So we go for a while. Darn if he wasn't right. There was like the first fourth had all kinds of candy and the bottom, nothing. And I was like, he goes, I speak truth on this. So that was, I mean, there was a lot of crisis in the last few weeks. I'm pretty sure the biggest one was the Dairy Queen stop line.
What's in a Flutter Butter? I'm going to have to Google this.
Or Flutter Mutter. Or
Flutter. It's kind of like a combination flutter of you let your kids fly away, the empty nest with being a mother. It's a Flutter Mutter. That's your new term. That's who you are.
I am going to call it the Mutter Flutter. I don't think...
You mutter flutter.
From now
it's
on,
it's a new curse word.
Maybe that's our new merch. The mutter flutter.
You mutter flutter.
See you at Dairy Queen, mutter flutter. Did you see the DM of the girl who said she was listening to our show and she was in the middle of the night? She was trying to put her baby to sleep. Oh. And I don't know what we said. Said something. She said she about lost it laughing so hard. She was trying so hard not to wake the baby with her AirPods. So sorry if you're trying to rock your small child.
I mean, I'm sitting here as we're recording, but when I go back and listen, like I just listened to the Super Trackers, there was a moment I laughed out loud in the car and I'm like, I was there. Like, I know this is coming. What is wrong with me?
But as my kids say, cracked yourself up there, didn't you?
Cracked yourself up. It's so funny.
Hey, guys. Okay. I'm talking to you, the one who thinks you can multitask like a pro and still somehow forget to eat lunch. Well, Heather and I, we see you, we get you, and you know what? We are you. That's why we want to tell you about Laurel Denise Planners, the planner that works as hard as you do, but with a whole lot more charm and zero judgment.
And here's the deal. Laurel created these planners because every other planner out there failed her. And haven't we all been there? Cynthia and I both love a good paper planner. Mm-hmm. These planner layouts let you see your entire schedule, the month, the week, the daily details, and notes in one spread. I need to see it all. Seriously, one, which means you actually have a hope of getting all of the fun stuff on your plate done. These planners aren't just paper and ink. They're your personal chaos coordinator, and we love them.
Yeah. So if you're ready to trade your stressed out scribbles, which by the way, I have post-it notes all over my desk right now, for a planner that understands your wild, wonderful life, then check out the Laurel Denise Planners. And let's turn that to-do list and all the stickies into something you're actually going to want to tackle.
Because let's face it, you don't need more chaos. I know you don't, Cynthia. You need a planner that gets you. Check them out at laureldenise.com and use our code SIDETRACKED10. That's past tense, SIDETRACKED10. And you'll get 10% off your entire order. That's Laurel Denise. I'll spell it for you. LAUREL DENISE.com. Use that code SIDETRACKED10 and you'll get 10% off your entire order.
I'll tell you one thing, Heather, that is never going to go away, whether I have three kids at home, one kids, or just my husband. It's this nightly battle with dinner. Oh my gosh. And figuring out what to eat. It's a thing.
It's a thing. And with me, it's like Bruce will be out of town one night. I'll have to write that on my calendar. And the boys are like, can we just get Chick-fil-A? You know how expensive Chick-fil-A gets if you do it every single
First. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Yes. Well, I tried out this week. I don't know if you've gotten to try it out yet, but y'all, you have to. It's called Prep Dish. Have I told you about this, Cynthia?
Yes, you have. And in fact, I think I got their stuff and I'm going to try it out this week. But yeah, it's like taking care of meal planning.
Yeah. So, and she has options. I did the paleo one this week. I might do the fast option this week. And what's even better, so she has it, you get a document. You pick whatever meal plan you want, and she has like four or five dinners, even a breakfast option and a snack and a dessert and all of the groceries you need. Now, when I did this in the past, it just had the list of grocery items and I would check what I already had in my pantry or my fridge and then buy the rest. Well, now she has this amazing like one click option where you can Instacart it. And I did that last week.
Oh, I love that.
It was great. I mean,
and it's all delivered. You've got your stuff for the week done.
Yes. And I made every single thing and all big hits. Like the boys loved everything. The Cajun turkey burgers. I made these Asian shrimp lettuce wraps, which Bruce, I think, kind of side-eyed me on it. And then he tried them and even had like the next day for lunch, he had leftovers because he was like, actually, those were really good. So I'm a big fan. You can tweak it if you're like, oh, my kids don't like pork. You can swap out whatever the meat is. You can swap whatever brands you like if you want to get the, you know, grocery store's brand instead. It's awesome. And you just do what you need, but the planning's done, the grocery shopping's done. And Prep Dish is offering our listeners 2 weeks free. Ooh. So there's no risk if you want to give it a try. Just go to prepdish.com/sidetracked, past tense. That's prepdish.com/sidetracked, and you can try it out for 2 weeks.
Awesome.
What else you got, girl? I'm sorry about the debacle. I think welcome week viewing it for what it was, and I think you have a great son. He wants to choose a good path, and you're setting him up for success. I think his new spot is amazing. I mean, these kids, like I told you, Quaid, we moved him into his apartment and holy mackerel. I mean, we haven't talked about this on Super or Sidetracked, I don't think. But I sent you videos, right? Did I send you of his apartment?
No.
I sent Kate a picture of his oven because it was the most beautiful, bright blue inside. Never been used. Gosh. Brand new building. We go into his room, his apartment. And it's this massive living room, full kitchen with a pool table.
Holy cow.
And then four different bedrooms. And each boy has like their own, you know, full bed, entire bathroom. Like he said, Mom, I think this bathroom's bigger than the one I had growing up. I said, it is absolutely bigger and way nicer. Yeah. So enjoy. You'll never have an apartment nicer than this. And then we're moving in and someone's like, oh, they have Jersey Mike's on the rooftop. I'm like, okay, let's go to the rooftop. We're walking up there. We pass on his floor. There's a sauna and cold plunge room. So he could just like throw on his robe, walk down the hall and go do a sauna.
Wow.
Massive gym. Then we go to the rooftop. Like they have all this Jersey Mike sandwiches out. And you go out to the roof deck. There's like amazing pool with a jumbotron. I'm like, these kids are living their best life. Totally. This is not sad.
This is not the second floor of Coconut, the athletic gym at Baylor University. And it's not lost on me that I was in the, did I say gym? The athletic dorm. Mm-hmm. It's not lost on me that they put me in the athletic dorm, the former athletic dorm, the least athletic person y'all have ever met. And they had extra long beds. I could not reach the top shelf of my closet. And it was a boys' dorm forever. Had urinals. They just had to use it for girls that year. The community bathroom. And then we're moving these little precious offspring.
Mutterflutters.
These mutterflutters are literally hanging out in these pristine, fabulous places. Kate came back from, she was in a house last year, and the bathrooms were incredible. Like you said, like her, she had her own bathroom, bedroom. She had the primary bedroom, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
And she comes back and she's like, at home, she's like, my bathroom's kind of run down. I'm like, you know what's run down? It's my interest in you guys living better than me, and we're paying for it.
On my dollar. I want to move into this apartment building. Although he did send video and said that the fire alarm was going off for 45 minutes. So you've got a bunch of 19, 20-year-olds who don't know how to live in an apartment setting off fire alarms. So that
happened at Animal House too.
Brett, I'm sure there's that element.
An hour and a half in the parking lot the first night. I think it's the funniest part of the whole story that you just told is the fact you sent my daughter a picture of your son's oven.
I was like, his dorm's amazing. Look at this oven. Anyway.
Yo, on Kate, the way did Kate not- will respond. Kate, I mean, everyone should have Kate on their fast dial because it's not even called fast dial. Speed dial. She is hilarious. She will respond and she will tell you if you're stupid. She'll be like, well, that was stupid. Don't send me that. Now, what else is going on?
That's stupid.
Yeah. Hey, I went to church yesterday at his, if someone will help me remember to do this, I will post it. I went to church yesterday with Brett. Pardon everybody.
Everyone clear your throats. We're ready.
I went to church yesterday with Brett. And because he's so sweet and he's like, do you want to go to church with me? And I was like, are you kidding me? Of course I'm going to go to church your first Sunday in town. And so Mike stayed at the hotel with JB and let him sleep in. We went. It was sweet. We're so Dallas. Like we're used to like when we'd been told this is this particular church's biggest Sunday. And so get there really early because it will be packed. So this is how Dallas we are. We think mega church. So we're like, oh, well, like Watermark and some of the church in Dallas. Like if you don't get there early, you're not getting in. So we also think like Dallas because nothing's close and there's traffic. And so Brett's like, okay, it's a 9 o'clock service. I'll be there at the hotel at 8. So I'm like, great. So we get there. We pulled into the church parking lot at 8:10 with the greeters. There was not a car. 8:10.
We're on the hospitality team now.
I'm like, well, I might as well put on a church t-shirt and welcome people in. But there was these three ladies sitting, older ladies sitting there. I took a picture of them. We can take their, like, block out their head. They were so darling. They were going to church together. I don't know if their husbands had kicked off or they kicked them off or what. They were sitting together and the three of them had on their cutest little clothes and their sporty little shoes. And Heather, honest to goodness, the three outfits they had on, I have all three of those in some variety. And they're clearly in their 70s, maybe 80s. One of them had on a blue floral dress and I have almost the identical one. The second one had on a navy check like pantsuit and I have a shirt just like it. And the third one had on this it's pastel-y, wavy-looking design, little dress, and I have that shirt. And I was like, I just saw me in 20 years at church, maybe 30. I literally just saw myself. It was crazy. And they were like the most Baptist-y-looking cutie pooties. Oh. You know that they were. You know they brought a casserole dish. It was in Fellowship Hall. You know oh, they yes. did.
Totally. Like in the Leanne show.
Anyway,
we're going to talk about that in a second, but
the Leanne show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
Yes, we watched it. She's good. Leanne Morgan, everybody keep up.
She's good. There is a lot of like, she's at church and casseroles. That's what made me think of it.
Oh, it's so
like church, spot on.
Casserole Southern. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cute. And I thought she did a good job. My whole family watched it together before Brett went to college. He only watched it cause you know, he felt bad cause he was leaving me. And I was like, I had that crying apnea. Remember where I would be fine and then I would start crying like sleep apnea. Only I call it my crying apnea. I mentioned that a few times ago. And I think he was like, she's really gone over the edge. She cries like, yeah.
And so you took to the bed like Leanne.
Oh, I took to the bed.
Okay. But what else? Anything else with the old ladies at church?
No, I just thought they were darling. And I saw to see yourself in 30 years, even though people already think I'm JB's grandmother, I just thought it was so, so fun to see that. So anyway, that's that. That's all I have on that. What else we got? Anything else exciting?
I mean, I think that we could probably go to our, what we're sidetracked by.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. You go first.
Okay, here's my first one. I have to click on it because now I can't remember what it is. Oh, yes, I do. Have I already talked about this? This is the thing. I get confused. Oh,
you did.
I did already talk about this one?
I can't remember if it's because you showed it in the live.
I think I showed it in the live. Okay, we're going to do it. Okay, this is a grad gift, but I'm just going to tell you if you have any high schoolers, this is just a great gift in general. And I know I'm going to get hate mail from this. I'm going to be like, you shouldn't support gambling. But listen, the kids like to play poker. These college slash early, late high school college kids. And this falls under for Cynthia Yanoff. This falls under an easy yes. If they're going to get together and play poker, they're not using money. They don't have money. And they're going to sit around and play poker. 10 out of 10, I'm going to say yes. And so this is an easy yes in the Yanoff house. If you don't like it, please fast forward. Send hate mail to Heather McFadden. But it's this really cool poker set, and it comes in an ammunition can, like an ammo can.
It looks like a military cute army green box.
Army green box. And then the poker
set. Very masculine, very cool dude.
Brett loves it. It's a favorite gift he got. It. Well, one of them. And so then I've given it some to others, but it also is the cutest decor in his new little apartment thing. It looks so cute out there. So anyway, that's my first thing is if you need a gift for a high school, college kid, or you have one yourself or whatever thing, tuck this away, put it somewhere. Remember this. It's a great gift. Now it's pricey. So, I mean, it's $71. And I understand that we're not, this isn't your $15 or $20 gift, but you will have those kids. You want to get them something a little nicer. Yeah. And I love this. So that's my first.
Well, I cannot speak for whether this next thing I'm sidetracked by is a win or not, but I definitely was sidetracked and I have it in my cart for Amazon. And it was my friend's, the glitter option. It's my friend Jay and Lindsay. They were saying if you get this diffuser oil, it's kind of like, what's that called? Essential oils?
But yeah, essential oil.
But this one's the Ritz-Carlton Hotel scent. Oh. And you put a little bit. Now, they have a Dyson. I don't have a Dyson. But I think you could put it in your whatever vacuum you have. You know, you can open it up and get to the filter. You put it on that, and then your house smells amazing as you vacuum.
I love that hack.
I know.
So what's your – wait, I don't see your – oh, I see it. Is where do you get that essential oil? Is that what your
– it's on Amazon. I'll put the link in the show notes. But, like, it's $8.50 to have your house smell amazing. Yes. Done.
Sold. Well, sold. So I – Brett got one of those, like, diffuser things in the for graduation. And so it was in his closet at A&M. And I have never had one. I don't use them. I'm not an essential oil person, whatever. I mean
– wait, what? That's so shocking. With your chickens and everything?
Right. I'm not taking a stand against the essential oil. I just don't own the essential oil.
You never got like into it. Like you didn't have friends who had parties and you had to sign up because your friend was a distributor.
No, I'm so old. We're still doing Tupperware. Okay. That's the age we are over here. And so Brett's new place smelled a little funky. And so I remembered he had that. So I pulled it out. Well, it didn't come with essential oil, the one that someone gave him. So I went to literally, I walked around Target in a college town the weekend before school starts.
Yeah.
Everyone take a moment of silence for that. Couldn't find it. I text my Wednesday lunch crew. I'm like, hey, where do you find essential oils? And they're so snobby, my Wednesday lunch crew. They're like, ew, not at Target. It wouldn't be pure. You need to go to Whole Foods or Sprouts. I'm like, I'm sorry. Yep. I'm in College Station, Texas. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell everyone to please put a lid on that. And then one of my friends was like, okay, I looked it up. If they have it, oh, it would be in this section. Couldn't find it. So the next day I'm at the HEB and I can't find it because I don't know where you find essential oils, you guys. And so I walk, and of course I could have Amazoned it, but you know this boy's never going to pick it up and put it.
Yeah.
I went to the pharmacist. That's how dumb I am. I'm like, I know this isn't a pharmacy item, but I need an essential oil. She says, that's not generally in a grocery store if you want the pure. Stop.
Stop with the pure talk.
I want the toxic one, everyone. But she's like, go look over here. So
like,
I went
even the most toxic essential oil is probably better than most of the fragrance things we spray around, the candles we use. Like,
it's people. Better than the dang Febreze I had in the cart already,
this
everybody.
This is what I'm saying. This is so what
I went
I'm
to, and I found it. They did have a section. And then I didn't know what kind to get them. There's orange. There's peppermint. There's citrus. There's lavender. I don't know, you guys. And so I bought him peppermint. I mean, he may be asleep all day. Isn't that supposed to make you sleep? I don't know. What's peppermint do?
Lavender will make you sleep.
Oh.
There used to be, like when I was back in all of this, because you know I had a subscription to Young Living.
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. I have them all still if you need them.
I did yesterday in College Station.
They're probably all rotten because they don't. They have a good shelf life because they're so pure. But there was a formula. If you did this many drops of this one and this many drops of this one and this many drops of this one, it smelled like the anthro candle that everybody buys.
The volcano thing?
The volcano candle. So you could make your own volcano type candle with essential oils if you had all the right ones.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what.
I can give you that recipe and you could ship
it. I'm sure. I'll tell Brett like. I'm going to be like, bro,
four drops
of this and three of that. Yeah. Whenever your bathroom smells like a volcano, go ahead and start that thing going. I don't know what he's pepperminted up. I don't even know. Third floor of blank dorm in College Station is all pepperminted out.
It's very like, is it Christmas?
What's
Santa?
Pure. Gosh. Okay.
Okay. What else do you got?
I think that's great. My second one. I haven't read this book, so I probably shouldn't, but my sweet
like
daughter.
When I told Quaid that I recommended that one book and everybody got hot and bothered that I'm totally
polytheistic. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, Mom, if I were you, I would never recommend a book on a show that I hadn't read. And I was like, Quaid, this isn't like we're running a church and we're guiding people in discipleship. This is a comedy show where we're saying what we caught our eye and we're sidetracked by. This isn't like I've done a book report or I've done my thesis statement on, like, this is just fun. So
I
just
agree.
To give you, like,
we're going to follow up on that, by the way, in Super Trackers. I want to follow up on the book if you read it. I want to follow up on something else that I got in trouble for saying on this show.
Yes.
We got a couple things that the insiders need to know.
Realizing the challenge of a Christian comedy podcast.
We shall speak of this later. Yes. Okay, my second thing is Evidence for Jesus. I haven't read it, but it's the McDowell's. The McDowell's. So it's got to be good. Sean McDowell, Josh McDowell.
You know that, I mean, this is going to be me name dropping.
What?
Josh McDowell was one of my dad's very good friends and like would store antiques in our basement. And like called when my dad was passing away, called and sent a letter and he's so sweet. And then Sean and I were at Summit Ministries in Colorado the same 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
But Josh, I'm telling you, Josh and Sean are very different personalities.
For sure.
There's a documentary about Josh McDowell's life that y'all, you have to go see it. I mean, I don't know where it is. I don't know what, if it's on Amazon, if it's on, I don't know, streaming, just Google Josh McDowell documentary. It is powerful. He is an incredible human and loves people. Did you know his third button? Like if he was wearing this shirt I'm wearing, his third button down, he gets replaced with a red button on every shirt.
So that people ask him about the blood of Christ?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be able to put a new button on. I would just be throwing my honey love bra around town if I was trying to do that. Can you sew a button on?
Yeah. I was in 4-H.
I'm going to stop you there. You said it as if that was a reference point. That means horses to me.
4-H, they have different topics you can get specialties in, and every year you learn new skills. And so I was in 4-H sewing. I was in 4-H cake decorating. I was in 4-H baking. And like each, like baking, your first year you make cookies and you turn those in. The second year it's muffins. And for muffins, I made it to state because my muffins were so amazing. I had a consultant.
I'm literally speechless. What do you mean that a consultant gave us tips? 4-H baking.
Yeah. But with sewing, like, yeah, I had to make a jumper 1 year, shorts the first year, I think a skirt. Anyway.
I would pay such good money if that jumper could resurface. Can you wear that jumper?
My mom is a decluttering person.
So there's no jumper.
That jumper is so gone.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know if she has a picture of me in the jumper. She just gets rid of stuff.
What happened in your life that made you become, like, how bad is your life that you became a 4-H consultant for muffins? Like, you know, like, whatever you guys, listener, is going on in your life, just stop and say, but I'm at least not a 4-H consultant for muffins.
You know, if it was this day and age, she probably would have an Instagram account and she would be giving tips on, like, how to have the best muffins.
I cannot with this. Okay.
Back I can give you the tips if you want. If you want the tips later, I can tell you. But it is key to get fresh baking powder every time.
Okay. We're 72 levels away, sidetracked away from the point here. Let me go back. Back. Okay.
Evidence for Jesus. What'd you hear about it?
Timeless answers for tough questions about Christ. I love the McDowell's too. One of my most embarrassing interviews, I've interviewed Josh and his son, but I don't know him like you do. One of my most embarrassing moments is when I told Josh McDowell I loved Case for Christ. He didn't write it. That was Lee Strobel. Everyone, moment of silence. And he goes, yeah, that is a great book. I didn't write it. And he was darling. And I was like, oh, is that a red button?
Tell me about the button on your shirt.
I didn't, but I wish I would have. This book, which is darling, that Kate bought it for she and Brett, and they're going through it his first semester of college.
Oh, my God. And gosh. I thought that was the most precious kids ever.
No, they are not all the time. But I thought that's such a great idea. I wish I would have thought of that, but maybe a good one to go through with your kids. I haven't read it, but my kids are going through it together once a week. So anyway, I'm kind of sidetracked by that. And so maybe grab that. It would be a good thing. Prep your kids for the tough questions in our culture about Jesus. Like teach them. Yeah. So anyway, that's my second one.
Well, and his book was Evidence That Demands a Verdict. That was his. Case for Christ sounds like Evidence That Demands a Verdict. They're very similar sounding.
Could you write him a letter and say, that time my friend Cynthia said she loved Case for Christ, this is why. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no,
what's your next one?
Okay. You know, we are so thankful to have Laurel Denise sponsoring our show this month. Whoop, whoop. But I was watching one of her videos on like hacking your time, like how to plan out. Anyway, what I got sidetracked by was she mentioned these pens just in passing. And I was like, I've got to find that. It's called the Pilot Juice Up. Mm. But it's a 0.4 for all you people who know all the numbers. I'm putting a link to it because I am such a fan of the Muji brand, but they get kind of expensive and they kind of don't have a lot of ink in them. So I'm going to check out the Pilot Juice Up. I've been sidetracked. And it's back to school time. Don't you love like all the buying the pens and getting the products and
I think I had a pen on mine last week because I'm pretty sure that I talked about my favorite pen last week or the week before something because I got a DM and somebody's like, tell me your pen again or text or something. I love that. I love that that's what you're into. And
I'm just going to check it out.
Okay.
Pilot Juice check. Up.
Okay. Pilot Juice Up.
What else you got?
Next one. Do you want to, okay, Netflix documentary. Would you rather, well, it's not a documentary. Would we rather talk about Liam Morgan's show or the new Dallas Cowboys show? This is you pick the conversation. A or B. Tell me.
Choose your
one.
Own adventure.
Yeah.
I have watched the Liam one so I could contribute. The Dallas Cowboys one came up at a dinner last night and the husband was watching it and he just assumed his wife would not be interested and she was offended that he didn't even ask her if she would want to watch it. But you watched it.
Let's go Dallas Cowboys then is what okay. I hear you saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no 4-H consultant, but I see where we're going here. I only watched the beginning of it last night. Mike and I are watching it and I fell asleep and because I can't stay awake in any show. But I was like, okay, I'm just going to be a good wife and watch this. I thought it was so interesting. And we're only like, I don't know how long it is or how many shows are, but we just started it. And from the get-go, it was interesting. And Jerry Jones, and fan or not fan, he's the owner of the Cowboys, people. Fan or not fan, how he made his money and oil and risked everything. Like he was, what'd he say? Was he $500,000 in debt? Maybe it's more than that.
So is he like personally interviewed mm-hmm. in this?
Yeah, like he's talking. And
So it had to be approved by him because I've heard he has strong opinions.
Yes. And the Charlotte Jones, she's beautiful. His daughter who runs the cheerleaders and all that. So anyway, I think it's so interesting. Now, do you have to be a Dallas Cowboys fan? Maybe. I'm not like a diehard fan, but I do live in Dallas. So I think it's very interesting. I think it's worth checking out. I only saw the first maybe 30 minutes of the first one, but I thought it was cool. I've also heard, or Mike told me, the language is a little spicy. And so what I saw, I didn't hear spicy language yet, but I'm sure someone's come. It's a coming. So maybe let's not watch it with our small children.
Oh, that's good. Well, are you an NFL or college football watching person or neither?
I live with Mike Yanoff. I am all. Because Mike Yanoff, I mean, he already has the charcuterie stuff bought in the fridge ready to go. Because tomorrow, as of the date we're releasing, tomorrow is the holy mecca of college football. Like Ohio State's playing, Texas is playing, all these big, huge games. And Mike's like, listen, I need you to know that I am emotionally unavailable all day Saturday. And I'm like, well, I'm emotionally available, unavailable in life in general right now because it's been very traumatic around here. But yes, Saturday it starts. So I would say between the two, I kind of like college, but we watch all the things.
And do you do they do fantasy football leagues and things?
Mike doesn't do that. He did when Brett was younger, but he doesn't do it anymore. He says it takes too much time. And then he ends up watching every game, and that's not good for our marriage.
Knox had his little draft with his classmates.
Oh, fun.
And he was like, do I have a suit? And I said, what do you mean, a swimsuit? No, like a suit. I said, well, you have like a jacket and pants. No, like I need a matching suit. And I remember that Quaid had this cute little gray suit. So I called him Baby Business because he looked like serious general manager material going to his little draft. It was adorable. And I'm trying to learn along the way. I mean, they're talking about all these trades they're making and the names of these players. I said, you're just making that up. Like Boobsy Bonzo. Like, that's not a guy. That's not a guy. I don't know. They say weird stuff. And I'm like, that's not a guy's name. What parents name their kids that? Nobody. Well, I was going to say one thing I was sidetracked, but I'm going to say a different thing because when we were driving to Knoxville, because we drove to Knoxville, we were in Knoxville less than 24 hours mm-hmm. for my fans there that are like, why didn't you say hello? It was a quick drive.
Literally not one person was like, oh, I thought not one. I mean, literally. But did you wear your hat? Did you wear your must be nice hat?
I did not.
Okay, go on.
I wore my Tennessee hat. Anywho. Bruce had to work on the drive up, so I was driving, and you know, you listen to an audiobook, you listen to Crime Junkies, or I listened to 2.5 hours of Taylor Swift and the Kelce Brothers.
I haven't listened yet, but I'm dying to. It's on my list.
Because I don't know that I ever would have if I didn't have that time.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, these are my takeaways if you haven't listened. One, there's been some amazing PR coaching of Taylor Swift because when she speaks really well of other people. Mm. Like, she has the opportunity to probably bash a lot of people. People have probably treated her poorly over life. But you don't get that sense the whole time. Two, if you're into the music industry, which my son is, that first 30 minutes is fascinating about her buying back her songs. Hmm. Three, those Kelce brothers legitimately respect women is what I took away from that. Mm. Like, they have legitimate respect for her as an entrepreneur, a performer. They call her an athlete. She rejects that. She's, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I'm not a big Swiftie. I don't know any eras. I don't know. I couldn't have a favorite era because I don't know because I have all boys. But it was an interesting conversation. And I'm thinking, Jason Kelce, he's getting this opportunity to interview Travis and Taylor. And there are so many trained journalists that would have probably loved to have had that job. Oprah and he's doing that. It. And mm-hmm. as an interviewer, I was like, he's doing a pretty good job.
Wow.
Bringing it back, doing callbacks. Anyway, I was impressed.
I am going to go listen. I love that review of it. I've heard it's really interesting. Fan or not fan. Yeah. So, okay. Well, yeah. I think I can't wait.
Okay. But I have more things I want to talk to you in Super Trackers, including, I know it's back to school time and I was with a friend and she was sharing something that she has a 10-year-old and something that a boy said about her daughter that I was like, is this really the new slang for anyway? It was, I'm just curious if you've heard this.
Okay.
And then also being in the season of our kids just walking through hard things, being a teenage parent, a parent of teenagers, how do we maintain relationships with our friends and not overshare our kids' stories? Like, there's things that our kids probably don't want out and about, but I still need to process what's going on in me related to it. And how do we do that well?
Okay. Well, that's all really, that's deep and lovely.
What do you have to talk
about something that's going on with my algorithm that is very, very, I don't know what the word is, but it's not good. It's not
concerning.
Good. You would be very concerned if you were on, if you signed in a Cynthia Yanoff and you're like, whoa, the reels I keep getting, what is this girl about? So we'll talk about that.
On Instagram?
It's real bad.
Oh no. All right. Well, okay. Thanks y'all for tracking.
Bye, friends. Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.